My confusion was growing and growing. Ami put up a funny face barbaric to my ribs but remained observing us quietly. Wait a minute, Thinker, I interrupted her. What happened, Pedrito? Did I hear it wrong, or did you really say that your father was Dot Terry? Dot, yes, I said so, responded very quietly, looking at me, which her violet eyes filled with innocence. And you acknowledge that openly? That mean you are half Dot Terry? No, I am a child of a Terry father, but I am not a Terry, I am a Swammer, thanks to God. No, this is not possible. In the Earth, gorillas cannot cross with the humans. Because they are different species, Pedro clarified Ami. And swamps with Terrace are not two distinct species? No, he continued, in Kia there is only one human species, formed by Swammers and Terry. What? But in the last trip you did not mention that, I said, confused. It is true. In that moment I could not touch on this subject because they had not yet begun the transformations. And with the great love that you have, Miss Swammer, present here, I would have trapped you if I had said that Terrace and Swammers are the same species. Vinker laughed. I really think he did it. What transformations? I asked. That some Terrace have transformed into swamps, said Vinker. Seriously? Ami entered something in the keyboard and in a screen we could observe the metamorphosis of a caterpillar, not a butterfly. It is something similar to that. The Terrace who transform go through softening of their bones and reduction of size. Huge teeth fall off and very small teeth come up rapidly. They lose their green hair on the body and that of the head become pink, the ears become pointy and the eyes change to violet. And many other such changes happen externally and internally. It is a whole extraordinary metamorphosis which happens in just 2 or 3 days. Also, they cease to think and feel like Terrace, which is an important matter. And they change into Swammers, into human beings, said Vinker. The same is happening on Earth, but it is not noticed much on the outside, added Ami laughingly. Ami continued to explain, as a result of that the Terrace have softened a lot during recent times from the day on which a very important and powerful Terry transformed into a Swammer. Because of that and the scientific evidences, there was a change in the laws and now they are begging to accept some swamps in important positions. In the colleges and other places, and there is not much division as before. And on the other hand, the eternal war between Wago Terrace and Zumbo Terrace also has ended. Now there is more peace. Venko intervened. Yes, but also the things became worse because it is filled with furious terrorists of many sides and omnipresent killing and bombs being set everywhere, and as we have a higher technologic level, the bombs are increasingly easy to build. I do not know where this is going to end. I was very surprised to hear this. On the Earth, a very long and painful antagonism between two rival owners has been terminated, but still there is much terrorism. More peace on one hand, more violence on the other. What is all this about? I asked. I have already explained that the Earth and Kia will undergo a similar evolutionary process as they approach a superior bioenergetic state and start to irradiate more subtle enemies that influence the species that inhabit them. These new energies will accelerate the evolution, and I believe, having told you what evolution means. Do you remember what signifies evolution? Evolution means approaching love. We answered merrily, remember his lessons of our first encounter. This enlightening concept was also a light for my understanding of life, which is not taught in the school. Right, this is because these new energies favor clarity of conscience and height expressions of humans like peace and union. That is not noticed much yet. I said, remembering the terrorism and other things. Already it is noticed, precisely because the evolutionary processes have accelerated. Before, the people were more insensible, now are a little more sensitive and more conscientious. That makes everything that is dishonest, everything that goes against love, weak. It is more frowned upon, less tolerated, each time more punished as well, either by laws which are human or universal. It is all an evolution, an increase of awareness, clarity and love. It is gradual change, but rapid and sustained, towards a higher form of civilizations. The words of Amit left an impression on me that insinuated a feeling that there was nothing more to do, that Ophir is reached a paradise on Earth, that our world were saved, but he perceived my thoughts. Not so fast, young man, because when the consciousness and love are increasing, when a new world is being born, above all in the hearts and minds, there is also a world dying in the minds and hearts, and does not want to go and knows the danger in dying, but still has much power. He looked at us in a way which was not good. Do you want to know the tyrant of the world? He added, the tyrant of which world? Of the earth and Kya. He is the same in essence. The civilizations, if they can be called so, dot of both planets are ruled by a being who is the same in both cases. The tyrant of the world. I did not know that the earth had one. I said, in Kya there is no tyrant of the world, instead a president in each country. You are mistaken, Vinka, he is there. Look here towards that screen. He pointed out a large sheet of transparent glass located on T-side, one that I had taken to be simply an adornment. You are going to see an archetypical representation of this being. What representation? Asked Vinka. Archetypical. Don't you know what is an archetype? A type which is etched, I said. Ami laughed. Well, it does not matter. You will understand it later. Just remember that this being does not have this appearance, but this is how his is visualized or imagined by the majority of people, although in reality it is a mass of forces and energies not very elevated. See. There began to appear a figure, human, very thin and tall. He wore a red lay along up to the floor. Had his back towards us so we could not see his face. Seemed to walk away from us, but the camera or whatever it was following him closely. Suddenly he turned sharply towards us and saw us with a very fixed and with a friendly face, as if he caught us typing on him. I almost fainted. He wore all black under the red layer and dot. He was horrible. That gaze, alarmingly penetrating, seemed to be enclosing wickedness and cruelty most perverse that is possible to imagine. The white part of the eyes in him were red dot, and his hands had horrible claws. Vinka shrieked and went fleeing with terror towards the rear enclosure. Turn it off, Emmy, that is a Dracula. She almost screamed. No, he is the tyrant of the world, he responded laughing, and switched off the infernal screen. Pewf dot, thank goodness. Come, Vinka, he left. Are you sure? Yes, Vinka, have no fear. The archetype was not here in reality anyway. It was simply a projection of a representation of the collective unconsciousness. But he saw me directly in the eyes. I said, it is because he was looking at the camera, he expressed laughingly. How is he the tyrant of the world? I did not know that he existed, said Vinka, returning to the command room. Where does he live? He lives in the depth of consciousness of everyone. Vinka was alarmed. That monster lives inside me. Inside every person that exists, Vinka. In everyone. From love god to much perverse evil entity, but is a matter of each individual according to his level to express in his life the horrible or the beautiful which he has within. I realized that he was right, because at the same time I felt like erasing the map. But I only wanted to while the others were going to do it. Those are less closer to love god and more closer to the tyrant. Vinka wanted to know what is that being dedicated to. That person tries to direct from the shadows, from the darkest corners of the consciousness of those who serve him, the powers of your worlds. He uses people's unconsciousness in his favor, puts them in positions of authority to serve his purposes. Do you mean that all those who govern our worlds are his servants? No, of course not, Vinka. Many people are motivated by the good and feel responsible for others, for their world, for their country and village, and try to get into power so to help improve the things, to teach what is true, to hinder the dishonesty, and then the tyrant uses his power on them to destroy them. It's a contradiction in terms. A vermin angel, and that is why the work of honest people is not easy. Also those who try to do something good, something that affects the interests of the tyrant and which produces true changes, those are in minority. But if it were not for them, humanity would have extinguished, because there would be no barrier against evil. I can imagine. And why is he allowed to dominate over others? They do not know that their thoughts and ambitions are suggested by him. It is as if they were possessed by him, and this promotes wars, political crimes, terrorism, fanaticism, intolerance, crime and corruption of government, the prejudices and even economic manipulation of some nations or wealthy groups over the rest. And why does he do that, Ami? The objective of this person is only one: impede the happiness of the world. That is why there are so many disasters, said Vinker. For me the things were not so clear. I did not understand Ami. Why does he not want happiness to exist? For the same reason that the microbes do not want to the disinfectant to come. I do not understand. Happiness is born out of love, and love is the light of the worlds. And like the microbes and animals which die with the light, the same way this tyrant can only live in shadows. Do you understand? More or less. It is about energies, kids. When people are happy they irradiate higher vibrations, when they are sad they generate lower vibrations or energies. The creatures of the shadows may not withstand higher vibrations the way a vampire cannot stand the sunlight. The tyrant cannot permit that the world has elevated energies because it will kill him. Do you understand now? Yes, so the tyrant only can live when there is unhappiness in the world, and so puts bad vibrations in his domains. So it is Pedrito, but there are not his domains in reality. The tyrant is an invader like the rats in a house, like an infection. That appropriator is in charge until the arrival of the true government. The king of the world and the tyrant knows it, and so tries to avoid his arrival, and because lately there is a strong increase in light there is also a strong reaction of self-protection on part of the shadows. That is why there are things happening very beautiful and very terrible at the same time. It is a war in the subtle planes, in the spirits there it starts and later it manifests in the world. Understood? Yes. And who will then be the king of the world? The true kind is the same who rules the entire universe, love God. And why then, if love rules the entire universe, he permits the rule of that beast in our planets? God does not permit it, you let it. We? Yes, I already told you that God respects the freedom of humans and of the entire humanity of all the worlds. The bad governing in your planets and in the interiors of many people inside you too, in many occasions, because you permit it. I believe you are right. It is for this reason that the tyrant tries to measure his strides in politics and in the economy, encourages crime and all kinds of fanaticism, including religious and sports. Such archetypes are not very beautiful, and you are not very good demanding with respect to the quality of life. Also, you have the good sense of not sharing your opinions, of not getting into anything, leaving everything on others, and so your world are as they are. You are right, Ami. We are indifferent and comfortable, and with that type of world without obstacles, goodbye to hopes of an ofer in the earth then. But all forces have their opposites, said Ami with a smile which kindled some hope this time. He manipulated the dashboard again. Now that the same crystal sheet appeared a white figure, a young man of long hair, cheerful smile and a shimmering sword of gold in his hands. How beautiful, said Vinker in a rapt. The you have the representative of God that will win over the invader, said Ami with enthusiasm. Does that mean his young man is going to kill the Dracula? Let us say that it is an energy much superior than the other. I repeat that this is something that will happen first inside the hearts and later have repercussions in the world. This is already reflected in the timeless records, it cannot be avoided. The problem is when, how and at what price. Can you explain better, Ami? To make the process of evolution towards a more benign civilization softly, rapidly and less painful, you work in the missions that you have like so many others. But at the moment it is not known how it is going to all end. Although there are encouraging signs. Like what? As I said, every day there are more beings, some very important and influential, serving the good, the light. The tyrant is losing ground day by day and naturally resists the changes and tries to extend his domain, but he also realizes that he cannot dominate a world of conscious beings, but tries to promote a reality that clouds everyone's mental clarity and judgment. He is an animal, exclaimed Vinku angrily. Don't be so offensive, control yourself, Ami said. Excuse me, is that it makes me enraged. But that does not give you the right to offend the animals, which do no harm of any kind compared with that parasite. Ha ha ha. I remembered that Ami once had said that no one is totally bad, and so I told him. I spoke of human beings, Pedro, not this kind of entities. These specimen does not care about the future of humanity, on the contrary, as I already said, that his objective is to impede the arrival of the light, that is why tries to spread everywhere weapon of destruction and most brutal of all. This weapon generates dense darkness around the people and the world, very low energies and vibrations. What is that weapon, ME? We asked, full of fright. The drug. He responded, looking at us very firmly in the eyes. That word from the lips of ME made us feel very terrible. With a drug addict youth, the future can be dominated by being manipulated by the enemy of humanity, because when a person is drugged or intoxicated, his intelligence is clouded and his feelings are blocked. Then he gets connected to the worst dimensions of all, and there the tyrant can manipulate to his whims. For this reason, the persons who are in this state can commit appalling actions. We were shocked. The poor victims of a vicious power transforms them into a potent focus of irradiation of negative energies. I.e. precisely what suits the tyrant, because the more the darkness in the world, the more secure will be his dominion. Yes. And another form of drugging people is to make them right with violence and dishonesty for selfish ideals. Like what? There are people whose only motivation is themselves or their family or their children. And is that wrong? No, on the contrary, our loved ones must be cared for and protected, of course. Then what is wrong in it? In the word only. Because even the wild animals defend their babies, that must be done, of course, and there is not big merit in doing it, because it would be abominable not to do it. But what about the others? I understand. It is the same with small or large institutions or groups. The tyrant makes them believe that the only important thing to defend is your own side, call it racial or ethnic group, nationality, religion, social class, sports club, political party, ideological group or spiritual group, commercial, business, mafia, village, neighborhood, street corner, and so on. I love my sports team, ME, and I feel very happy when it wins. I would also like to become an associate and contribute so that it has more money and could hire better players. Is that bad? I asked. No, Pedro. It is good to wish the good of what we choose and to work for its betterment. This is necessary because the things which we love are a part of ourselves. Ah, thank goodness. But when it is thought to be the only thing that counts, then there is no respect or love for the other, but indifference or worse, hatred, violence of dishonesty, that is the sign there are the footprint of the tyrant that is searching for the division, for the aggression, the lack of solidarity and affection between human beings. Clear. Then it seems that the tyrant also is there in me, because I wish that the rival team loses. Ami began to laugh. That is normal, it is part of the competition. But be honest, Pedrito. Would you want your rival team to disappear forever? I imagine the tournament without the presence of enemy and felt loneliness, because I have many friends from that team. At whom I would laugh at when we were in the top of the leaderboard. With whom was I going to play anger when we were won over? So I understood that the team was a big source of emotions for me, and without its presence the tournament was going to be something much more rugged. You are right. I would not like the other team to disappear, but that they are totally cleaned out. And that they do get so arrogant when they win. Ami and Vinka laughed at me. That is the signal that you are not under the influence of the tyrant. What, Ami? When you want to permanently remove the rival, then you are under the influence of the darkness. The desire to destroy the other with excuses and justifications is the sign of influence of the tyrant. Ah, we above all do not use competition, but instead we use cooperation. But in this class of worlds, the rivalries, when healthy, are an acceptable stimulus. In addition, channelize some internal energies in less harmful ways than wars. But the tyrant tries to wade into that field and makes some believe that their favorite sports or of another type should be a matter of hatred towards the opponent, and paints these hatreds as sacred causes, as noble ideals, and sometimes some people even commit homicide. And what mankind needs in these moments above everything else is peace and brotherhood. You are right, Ami. The tyrant has many tricks, and I repeat that primary works in the minds and hearts first. There he starts to confuse people. Then we should unite against his henchmen and pronounce a war against them and no, now I remember that it is a question of teaching. Ami laughed again. Yes, because a worker of peace and love full of hatred. Another victim of the tyrant. We need to change ourselves first to be better, more honest, respectful and affectionate, and then project that change outwards to educate others, to spread positive values, energies and knowledge that help the change of consciousness, so that every time there are lesser servants of the darkness, and then there will be the day where the world will not have anyone to bite, to manipulate, and this way there is the definite change of humanity. Wolves are those animals of the earth that look like the chugs of Kia but have hair instead of feathers. Right, Ami? Yes, you are right, Vinka. Then no offense to the poor wolves, Ami. We were surprised with eyes all open, as if to say I am a fool, because he too had compared an animal with the entities of the shadows, and we laughed a lot. He also commits errors. This made us feel very close to him. Behind the glass appeared my companion's very large planet. A little later we were encompassed in an enormous blue field so similar to Earth called Kia. Just now I realize that Kia backwards sounds like here. But what an unintentional coincidence. Vinka began to think aloud. My world is very beautiful, but I am going to leave it happily. My love for Pedro is much more stronger. I went to kiss her on the cheek. The possibility to leave your planet and to come to Earth depends on Gora, your Terry uncle, which is much less pleasant than that Keanu whom we saw on the screen. In one of the monitors appeared the old Crater walking in his garden with a little sad face. I was happy to see him. He wore his tunic or mantle of color ash gray. He looked like a biblical person, although he had nothing holy. In few minutes we came to his house and we stopped in the farm in the same place as the previous visit. The board light was off, indicating that we were invisible, but the animals of that place, like before, somehow perceived our presence and alerted Krato that his old space friend was there again in an invisible ship. His face changed completely, now seemed to glow and was much more reddish. He waved at us happily with his hands. He already knew the place where Ami always left his ship suspended in the air. Soon we were by his side, hugging each other happily at the reunion. Trask gladly balanced her long neck while licking us with emotion like the dogs on Earth. We too were like him, just that we were not so demonstrative. Ami put his translator headset to the old man while he was talking enthusiastically. I missed you so much, guys, so much that I decide that you now should live with me permanently. I will put each of you in a specific place on my table and now talk to you all through the night. Ha ha ha. Come and see, he said, taking us inside his house. I did not understand what he wanted to say. He showed us his table. It was round, a huge live of a large tree trunk, roughly cut although already polished for use, installed on rustic wooden legs. There were four chairs, four plates, four glasses and four sets of cutlery, three of them filled with dust. Do you see? This is your spot, Ami, facing me and children to the sides. This preciousness called Vinka to my right and this champion named Petro to my left. What entertaining conversations we have enjoyed here in the heat with a bottle of fermented juice. Ho ho ho. But I had to quit smoking because it bothered Vinka, or else I would be expelled from my own hut. Ho ho ho. That moved me. I understood that Krato, for his love towards us and to conceal his loneliness, imagined that we were living with him and spoke to us every night, imagining us to be there. I observed a wet emotion in the eyes of Ami and Vinka. I was the same. And I used to think many times if Krato remembered us. When Vinka could control her feelings, she said, "You are not kidding about the pestozo? That is the equivalent of tobacco on Kia, right? Because I cannot stand it." But how did you know that? Simple extrasensory powers. Ho ho ho. Ami with a mysterious tone said, maybe yes, that is what reunited us with him. In that same form that Pedrito and I met each other in the nights? Yes. Something like that, although we cannot remember it now. I wanted to brighten up the old man. With a lot of enthusiasm I said, do you know Krato? You are very famous in my world. What? Seriously? Yes. And for which of my deeds? Ho ho ho. For your parchment, for your recipe to obtain love. Do you remember? Many young people have made copies of it and broadcasted them, put it up on the message boards in the colleges, in magazines or private newspapers and in many other places. I saw him seriously for the first time in my life. He looked at my fixedly move. Is it true ... ask Ami. I put it in a book that I wrote after meeting you and which was very successful in various languages. Kratto looked at Ami with disbelief. It is true, he said, and also you are famous here in Kyoto because I too, like Pedro, had put your message in my book and it also had huge success. And in the third book I am going to tell where exactly you live so you will get many visits, said Vinka very happily. A shadow passed over the looks of the old man. Oh no. Why? You do not like that? I asked, surprised. If you would like to have visitors live in the city. Ami looked at him with malice. Why do you want to hide, Kratto? The old man flinched. Hide? Me? Ha ha ha. I am not hiding anything. I like solitude. He was very nervous. If you like solitude, you would not invented that we were accompanying you. You old liar, said Ami, smiling, taking him by the arm with affection. What do you want to hide? I already said nothing. Do not forget that I can read thoughts and that I know very well your history, Kratto. Eh? Ah. Oh, exclamation mark dot, I forgot that dot, so you know it already, exclamation mark dot, and you do not despise me. Thanks you, Ami dot, but do not tell anything to these kids. Ami laughed loudly, although we were intrigued. Don't you want them to know? Kratto was increasingly nervous. It is better dot better that we speak of another subject. How was the trip, kids? Unfortunately for Kratto, Vinka had not the slightest intention of changing the subject. Ah no. I am not going to die with such curiosity, Kratto. What do you want to hide? Did you kill someone? Did you assault a bank? Did you escape from a prison? What kinds of things you speak, little child. I never did anything illegal. But these things are not for kids. Let's go to play there, he said. He tried to bring out an authoritative tone that did not convince anybody, and much less Vinka, who was increasingly curious like me. What wrong did you do? Come on, tell us, tell us. I? Never. Tell your dear friends they are not going to stop loving you for something of which you are not guilty. But they are not going to understand. Nobody would understand. You are very uninformed old men. You never hear the news. The news? Bih. No thanks. I don't want to upset my life. With my wonderful garden, my warehouse of fermented mufflers, and with these landscapes, I am good and sober. You can, but you are ignoring what is happening in the world. Puff. Conflicts, wars, killings, scandals, corruption, new diseases. The regular things. Yes, and also the accelerating biological processes like the one which is making millions of Terries transform into swammers in these days, said Ami, adopting an air of an innocent child. But Kratto gave an impressive cry on hearing this news. Say it again. Don't you know anything about this subject which is of most importance at this moment, Kratto? Asked Vinka, very surprised, almost unable to believe it. I? Are you pulling my legs? Ami was enjoying it, the things happening there. We did not travel millions of kilometers to pull your legs, but to visit you and to tell you that science has discovered that Terrace and Swammers are the same human species in one incarnation or another. As you succeeded the same way. You are a transformed Terry, exclaimed Vinka with a light in her eyes. How fortunate, I always wanted to know someone in person. Kratto seemed to be in another world. Well, it was, Inkia. Looked at us all without knowing what to say. Did not expect that his terrible sin, his great shame, would be so well received. It is not just that, Vinka. In addition, you have the privilege to know the first case of transformation of modern times, the first of those who are living and kicking, the inaugurator of these processes in the modern times. Kratto, how marvelous, I cannot believe it, said Vinka while touching and hugging the Highlander of Kia. Have there been other such cases before, Ami? I asked, but Vinka responded in excitement. Oh yes, about 3 or 4 in the history, but I did not believe it. I thought it was a fantasy, a superstition, or something else. Now the entire world knows that it is a reality. like so many fantasies that they do not dare not accept. But not 3 or 4 vinku, instead 3 or 4,000, only that most of them had to become hermits, had to hide and then adopt a new identity so the terrace could not beat them up with sticks for being traitors of their species or possessed. And so this humanity never learned until now that this is a perfectly natural process. To all this, Krato was listening fascinated with a lost look towards the horizon with no power to talk. He needed some time to assimilate his new reality. Q was no longer a rare insect in his world, instead was a special case but still within normality. He was reborn, there was no need to hide it anymore. It was too much wonder for him in such a short time.